to DCS Foster Parent Talks, a podcast production of the Tennessee Department of Children's Services. The intention of DCS Foster Parent Talks is to provide flexible training on a multitude of topics in an on-the-go format for foster parents. My name is Amanda Law, a coach and trainer with DCS, and I am your host for today's edition. Today we are going to talk about culture and care. Merriam-Webster defines culture as the customary beliefs, social forms, and material traits of a racial, religious, or social group, or the characteristic features of everyday existence, such as diversions or a way of life, shared by people in a place or time. Culture and identity are not identical, but each weighs heavily on the other. For children in foster care, they are already at risk of losing connections through care. And one connection that is important to try to maintain is their connection to their culture. But how do we do that at DCS? Let's start this conversation by first talking about federal acts that influence culture in care. The Multi-Ethnic Placement Act and Inter-Ethnic Placement Act of 1996, or MEPA and IEPA. MEPA and IEPA specify that agency involvement in adoption or foster care placements may not deny to any person the opportunity to become an adoptive or foster parent on the basis of race, color, or national origin of the adoptive or foster parent or the child involved. It also specifies that agency involvement in adoption or foster care placements may not delay or deny the placement of a child for adoption or foster care, or otherwise discriminate in making placement decisions on the basis of race, color, or national origin of the adoptive or foster parent or the child involved. The goals and purpose of MEPA and IEPA are to decrease the length of time children wait to be adopted or placed, facilitate the identification and recruitment of adoptive and foster families who meet the needs of available children, and eliminate discrimination based on the race, color, or national origin of the child or family involved. Later in this podcast, we will talk about the DCS policies that place culture and community first while finding placements in a timely manner for all children who enter care. Another important piece of legislation affects care for children with Native American heritage. The Indian Child Welfare Act of 1978, or ICWA, requires that cases involving Native American children be heard in tribal courts if possible, and permits a child's tribe to be involved in state court proceedings. If a child is removed from their home into foster care, ICWA requires that Native American children be placed with extended family members, other tribal members, or other Native American families. If a child is believed to have Native American heritage, DCS works quickly to attain documentation to determine if a child has tribal affiliation or not, and if the child is determined to have tribal affiliation, DCS works to comply with all expectations of ICWA, including contacting the child's tribe. Now that you have the information on these important federal acts that affect culture and care, let's discuss some of DCS's policies which work to help ensure a child's connection to their culture. When it is determined that a child has to be placed outside of their home in foster care, DCS will first try to place a child with a relative or kin. A relative is someone with a familial relationship, while kin is someone the child is not related to biologically or legally, but with whom the child has a significant relationship. This could be a teacher, church member, or even the parent of a close friend of the child. When children are able to be placed with relatives or kin, they are able to keep a close link to their communities and culture. When a relative or kinship placement is not available to the child, DCS will first look for a foster home inside the child's home county or neighborhood. Whenever possible, DCS places a child within a traditional foster home that is in the child's home community. When a child is placed in their home community, they have the best opportunity to maintain community connections while still being in a traditional foster home setting. Placing a child in a traditional foster home outside of their home county or neighborhood is the last resort for traditional foster home placement, as this makes maintaining connections to community and culture more difficult, but it is sometimes a necessary placement decision for a child. Although DCS puts a great deal of effort into finding placement for a child that is the best fit for them culturally and is inside their community, there are likely still some of you foster parents listening who are parenting a child outside your culture or who want to know more in case you do find yourself parenting a child outside your culture at any time in the future. If you do find yourself parenting a child outside of your culture, what can you do to maintain those connections in your home? AdoptUSKids.org has some suggestions for how to help a child maintain their connection to their culture. The first suggestion is to find mentors and role models for your child. As a parent, children will seek guidance on a multitude of topics throughout their time with you, However, there may be questions or concerns related to culture that you're not able to provide guidance on. Reach out to members of your community that share a culture with your child so that your child has a trusted adult they can seek guidance from when it comes to questions or concerns with culture. Big Brothers Big Sisters is a statewide resource available to assist in pairing children with a mentor. The second suggestion is to make new connections in your community. This could mean seeking out cultural events in your area for your whole family to be a part of. This could also mean reaching out to a faith community that reflects your child's culture and making connections or becoming involved with that faith community. This could also look like reaching out to a cultural community center in your area and getting involved with events or education from the cultural center. This can give not only the child a connection to their culture, but can allow other members of the family to learn about a new culture. Try reaching out to your foster parent support worker or the family service worker for your child for assistance in finding and connecting with cultural groups in your community. The third suggestion is to keep children talking. Talking with your children in an open and honest way ensures that they can feel comfortable talking to you about their culture, and you don't have to wait for your children to start the conversation. Books, media, podcasts, and a number of other mediums can allow you to gather and share information on culture with your children and start those open and honest conversations. In the book, Below the Surface, Talking with Teens About Race, Ethnicity, and Identity by Harvard professor Adriana Umanya Taylor and University of Michigan professor Deborah Rivas Drake, it is highlighted that children notice differences like skin tone from a very young age and can notice difference in treatment between individuals at a young age as well. Talking about those differences doesn't make any problems worse or better, but allows for a comfortable space for conversation. The fourth suggestion is to acknowledge racism. Although racism can be an uncomfortable topic to discuss, children outside of your race may need to know how to see, cope with, and respond to racism in their lives. The best place to start here is to educate yourself so that you're able to help the children in your homes to understand racism. The fifth suggestion is to embrace new traditions. The culture of the child in your home doesn't have to be the only culture that your family learns about and embraces. Introducing the diversity of a multitude of cultures can help highlight the contributions of people across all cultures and instill a respect for diversity. Research by Honglin Zhu from the University of China states that increased information about a culture increases your chances to have effective, culturally informed communication. Thank you for joining us for this edition of DCS Foster Parent Talks. Please join us each month for additional topics.